Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
I am free, and I am free indeed. Hallelujah. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Lord, we come giving you all honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. We come exalting your name above all names, for there's no one greater than you, Lord God. Oh, Lord, it's you that sent your son to set us free, that we can declare and declare today that we are free, and that we are free indeed, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Good God Almighty, we are free, and we thank you, Lord God. We are thankful for this day. For this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. We are thankful for the blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, knowing it cleanses us from all unrighteousness, according to 1 John 1:9. It allows us to come boldly to the throne room of grace, according to Hebrews 4:16. We are thankful for the power and the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that protects, that cleanses, that heals, that delivers us, that sanctifies us, that redeems us and justifies us and makes all things new. Amen. That we're walking in our new on today. Receive it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father God. Heavenly Father, your word says that whatsoever we shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever we loosed on earth shall be loosed in heaven, according to Matthew 16:18. And now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we bind our evil, wicked, demon, nine, unclean, tormenting, demonic spirits and strong men in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We bind them in our presence, everyone that we pray for today, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and everyone that's on the call today, and we loose them to where Jesus sends them, and we bind them, amen, and command them to stay there in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Come on, church, and shout glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, because he is worthy of all praise, glory, and honor. It is he that has saved us and not ourselves. It is he that created us and not ourselves. So, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord God, for new life. We thank you, Lord God, for good health and strength and faith. We thank you, Lord God, for every breath that we take and every beat of our heart. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we ask that you let the glory of the Lord rise upon each of us right now on the shout according to Isaiah 60:2. We ask you, Lord, to rise over each of us and let your glory be seen on each of us right now. Heavenly Father, we ask you to cover each of us with your glory and your presence right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. Come on, everybody. In Jesus Christ's mighty name, we pray. To God be the glory. Open up your mouth and shout glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Welcome, everybody, to the show. I am your host, Prophetess T. Chantel Manning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank everyone for being here today as we wrap up our 12 p.m. time that we spent together in the last 5 months here on the shout. Just thanking God for the noon hour. Amen. As we're going to go to midday hour starting next Monday, the 5th of this month, April the 5th. We'll be on at 6 p.m. midday. Amen. Glory to God for the opportunity to be here at 12. But now we're being moved to 6, and I just thank God, hallelujah, that God is doing a new thing, amen, and we can invite other friends and family to come join us on the shout and shout. So what I want y'all to do today, amen, as we wrap up our 12 o'clock, I want you to shout. I want you to give God our praise, going under like never before, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, because this is a new day. You haven't seen this day or this time before, amen. God is giving you a new day, a new beginning, the opportunity, hallelujah, to get it right with him, amen. So we take the time out because God has given us the time, so we take that time to praise God and to thank God that he's kept us and he saved us, that it's he that watches over us. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, there's no security system that you can pay for that can keep you protected like God. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So go ahead, church, and shout. Go ahead, evangelist Kimberly Reverend, and shout. Give God our praise, going on, and shout glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. I just want to thank God because I see my husband. He's turning it around for God and getting stronger in Christ. Amen. And he called me with a testimony today, and I'm just celebrating his deliverance, his breakthrough. And
amen.
If he breaks through, I break through because we won. So
amen.
I thank God for the
amen.
Breakthrough. I thank God for the deliverance, and I thank God for what he's doing
amen.
In our lives. And I just love you, God, and I give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise because you are worthy, God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. So when you can see God working, amen. When you ask God to, hallelujah, increase your faith, what does God do? He move in your life and show you that he is God and that he is able, amen. If you could just trust him, if you get in that place where God works, and we know that place, we talk about it all the time here on the show, that place of what? Believing and trusting God and having faith and living there and staying and invite others to come. Stay here, amen. Stay right here because this is where God works works miracles. This is what God heals. This is what God delivers and sets free. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, my Lord, my God. We thank God for the testimony. Amen. Glory to God. And there's more to come. Amen. When you line up with the word of God and what God has called you to do. Amen. No matter what the world is trying to tell you that you can't do and what you're supposed to be doing. But when you line up with God is commanding you to do. Amen. The Bible tells us that his word, hallelujah, will not come back void. And heaven and earth will disappear before his word come back void. But you got to trust him. It's all about what you believe. Will you believe? Amen.
Yes,
hallelujah. When you start believing, that's when you start moving in that area. Amen. Glory to God.
Man.
God bless you, Evangelist Kim. We thank God for you. We love you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Won't he do it? Didn't he do it? Hallelujah. Will he do it again? Yes, he will. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Go ahead and open up your mouth and shout, Sister Connie. Give God our praise, glory, and honor. Shout glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, yes. Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
I just want to shout today, another good breathing day. Anytime I can have three or four good breathing days in a row, that's all I can do is shout. Shout.
Jesus.
Shout. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. I appreciate him. I trust him. And I look forward to each day that I can have a good breathing day.
Amen. Amen. Some things that we take for granted, breathing, amen, until your breathing is being restricted, amen, when you just asking God, oh, God, give me my breath, oh, God, let me be able to breathe again, amen. See, when we take those things for granted, that's why each and every day when I wake up, I thank God for every breath that I take, amen, every beat of my heart, because I understand and know that somebody's heart stopped beating. I understand and know that somebody's not breathing on their own, and they're just looking for the opportunity to be able to breathe freely, amen. So when I hear Sister Connie get on here just thanking God for having a good breathing day, amen, because so many of us take that for granted, that the breath that God gives us. So just thanking God for every breath that we take, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. Like she said, all I can do is shout, shout, shout. Hallelujah. When I think about Jesus and what he's done for me, and when I think about Jesus and how he set me free, I can dance, 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 dance all night. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Welcome to the shout. All our guests that are coming in right now, welcome, welcome, welcome. Amen. Go ahead, Cousin Brenda Gale, open up your mouth and shout. Give God all praise, glory, and honor. Shout glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I praise and I thank God for one more time, a glorious day, new mercies, new grace. My shout today is for Connie, Carolyn, and Dorita. I want you to know I lift you up. I thank God for you all. I cheer you on. I'm in your corner. I thank God that you keep on trusting him. You keep on believing the best is yet to come. And each time you get up, you're willing to do it all over again. I feel your desires and your determination, your hope and your joy, your strength to run on and see what God has in store for you. God bless you. God bless you. Keep the faith. I was blind, but now I see. To God be the glory. I love y'all. I love y'all. God bless you. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. We come to encourage one another. And I thank you for that this afternoon, encouraging our family members and loved ones to just stay right there, trusting God to do it and giving up. Amen. Be encouraged and know that God is still God. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. He doesn't change. Amen. For his children. Amen. We thank God for new mercy and new grace. We ain't got to try to rely on the old mercy and grace, but there's new mercy and grace. Oh, my Lord, my God, as we encourage you on today. Amen. Encourage us. In the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Go ahead. Hallelujah. Dorita, go ahead and give God all praise, glory, and honor. Shout glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. I thank the Lord for talking. I had a delivery coming in, but I thank the Lord that I'm on shout today, and I feel wonderful in my body. And we got a beautiful sunshine today, but the temperature only 40 degrees. But that's okay. I'm still warm and I'm enjoying the sunshine, and I thank the Lord, and I want you all to pray for me that I will get out of this bed and be able to walk around in my house and go in the backyard and sit on the patio because it's getting nice here, and I want to thank the Lord for it, and I love everybody. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you. We're trusting God for miracles being worked even right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You continue to trust God for the miracle. Amen. It's already working on the inside. Yes. Amen. It shall be exhibited on the outside. Hallelujah. May God continue to use you, grow you in his word. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to say thank you for the life, health, and strength of your daughter, Noreetha, Lord God. And we just ask, oh God, that you continue to protect, guide, and keep and strengthen in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. We love you. We thank God for you, Doretha. My Lord, my God. God bless you. God keep you. We have our sister and friend, evangelist, on the line, Dorvina, but she's at work. And we just want to shout for her. Thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in her life, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for remembering our sister in this season, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that you're moving, Lord God, that you're protecting, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Of Nazareth. We silence every evil speaker that has her name in their mouth right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We deafen the eyes, we deafen the ears of the evil listener concerning your daughter. We blind the eyes of the evil watcher right now, and we decree and declare that she's victorious in every area of her life right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we pray that you make a way out of no way. Open up doors right now that no man can close, and close doors, hallelujah, that no man can open right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we ask that you bless her hands, oh God, that she will prosper what she put her hands to do for you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you hedge and protect and be around her, her children and grandchildren and family members, all that she's concerned about. And we thank you, Father God. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. God bless you. God keep you. Evangelist Darvina, we love you. And we thank God for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If your first time here on the shout and you want to shout, go ahead and press one. We want to hear your shout today, amen. You want to know what God has done for you, amen, and what you're thanking God for, hallelujah, that you may encourage the one on the line. You may encourage the unbeliever to believe today, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, my Lord, we just want to say thank you. Glory, hallelujah. Welcome, sister. I can't remember your name, but hallelujah. God bless you. Welcome. Last one, digit your phone number, 6562. Go ahead and shout. Give God all praise, glory, and honor. Shout glory. Hallelujah. Sharon.
Glory.
Sharon. That's your name.
Hallelujah.
Glory, Sharon.
Lord, I just thank you for this day because
yes,
God
Lord.
Is good. I look
yes,
to
he
the
is.
Hills whence comes my help. And all
yes,
my
God.
Help comes from God.
Coming from the
I
Lord. Yes.
Woo. Thank you, Lord. I just
thank you,
thank
Lord.
God this morning. He tied my
heart.
Woo! We don't have to go through surgery. Woo!
Amen.
I praise God because God will answer prayer. And
yes.
I pray for my sister Doretha also. Just cover with
oh,
your
man.
Precious blood, dear Lord.
Yes,
Lord.
Lord.
I just want to say thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
You don't have to go through surgery. And I miss you
amen.
Yesterday. I love the word of God because I love God. Ain't nothing
amen.
I can do without God. And I love
yes, right.
you. I love you, Lord. I love you. And
yes,
I
Lord.
Say, thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
And I thank you
thank
for
you.
Your anointing. Woo, but when I come to Texas, I'm going to look for you because you make
Jesus.
My spirit more and more and more stronger.
Glory.
In
glory
Jesus
to God.
Name.
In hallelujah. Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you, Sister Sharon. We love you.
Woo.
We thank God for you. We thank God for the testimony that's being birthed. We remember when you called and said
woo.
You had to take your husband to the doctor. And we pray that through understanding this, everybody, today, there is power in agreement. Amen. See, the devil don't want you to touch and agree because he knows the power
woo.
In agreement. So we just thank God that we can come together here on the shout and we can
yes.
touch and agree when believers come together. The Bible
yes,
says that the
Lord.
Prayer of the righteous
yes.
availeth much. So, Lord, we just want to say thank you
woo.
For the testimony and the hallelujah. We thank
woo.
You for the birth and
thank
the testimony
you.
To come in the life with your daughter Sharon and
yes.
her family in the name of
yes.
Jesus Christ.
Yes.
We come against every attack of the enemy with the blood of Jesus Christ. And whatever the enemy has caused division,
yes.
we decree and declare unity
woo.
Right now. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ
wow.
of Nazareth. I decree and declare over your life. If I be
woo.
A prophetess of God, sit victory, victory, victory right now in every situation concerning you and your family. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we give you all glory, praise, and honor, because you're worthy of all praise, glory, and honor, and more. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, we thank you for the life, health, and strength of sharing. Lord, move great and mighty upon your daughter right now in every situation. Oh, God, let your goodness flow through her life unhindered in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. And we thank God for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, Lord. Yeah, come on, my dear Cordo, shout out behind you. When you trust God, let me tell you something. Trusting, he said, if you trust me with no doubt, we talking about that unwavering faith. We talking about coming in believing, amen. Not waiting to believe, but believing. Not waiting for the miracle signs and wonders, but believing right where you are and watch God work miracles beyond your greatest expectations. Hallelujah. Watch him move mighty, hallelujah, beyond your expectations. And I'll say that again, because that's how you know God is working, that God has done it. Kind of look like God and not look like men. And we just want to say, Lord, we love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Amen. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. My mother is not on the call today. I'm not sure why. I don't know if she had to go to the doctor. We want to lift up Sister Dillard Carol this morning. Amen. This afternoon, Father God, we pray her strength and protection, oh God. We pray in Jesus' name, Father God, that you will move mighty concerning your daughter right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we ask you to remove every delay to her healing. Lord, we pray for a speedy healing right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, let her heart beat the rhythm of life, oh God. Lord, we speak to the blood this morning with the power and authority that you've given us right now. We command, hallelujah, the blood to be healed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God, that you are her protection. It's you, Father God, that's keeping her even right now. And we believe, Father God, that everything is already all right in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we love you and we thank you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, hallelujah. If you're just now tuning in to the shout and you want to shout, we want to hear your shout today. Here, hallelujah, right now, press one in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I'm in a place of gratefulness. I'm in a place of being thankful for what God has already done, what I'm trusting God to do. Amen. And I want to say, if God doesn't do anything else, can you say that? God, if you don't do anything else, you already done enough. Why do I say this? Why do you say that, Pastor? Because he sent his only begotten son to die for us, that we may be saved. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, if we believe. So I can say right now with all confidence and I'll say, God, if you don't do anything else, you've already done enough. Hallelujah. You kept my mother. You kept my family. You kept my husband and children. Lord, you kept me, oh God, and I just want to say thank you, oh God, for all that you've done in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let's talk about thankfulness right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah. If you're just now getting in, okay, I see you. Last 4 digits of your phone number is 5936. I'm going to open up your line, area code 832. Go ahead and shout. Give God our praise, glory, and honor, and shout glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hey, this is Shaquaria. I'm just calling or into the shout. I'm really honestly not feeling my best, but I always make time to be thankful for God and just waking me up today. And I'm really happy, despite how I feel, because my little daughter just kung fu with me right now, and it's just beautiful to know that she's moving and she's kicking. And I mean, she's really kicking right now. So I know she's healthy, and I thank God for that.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, we thank God for you today, Sister Shakira, your referent. That is Evangelist Kimberly referent, and Brother Andre referent, Senior's daughter. So we always good to hear our baby of the gospel, Brother Ministries. Amen. Kicking and moving and getting strong each day. So we pray your strength right now, Father God. We ask in Jesus' name, Lord, that you will bless and heal your daughter, Father God. Whatever it is that's plaguing the body, causing any sickness, we come against it right now with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we command you to cease your works and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I decree and declare that your body be left healthy and healed, delivered and set free in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, let peace come and be still within your daughter, oh God. Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that you increase in your patience, oh God, so that she can receive from you, oh God, great and mighty in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we ask, oh God, that there be a breakthrough in the heaven on today, oh God, that you will open up the windows of heaven, hallelujah, and pour our blessing upon the life of your daughter, Shakira, that she won't have room enough to receive, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. I pray the blood of Jesus Christ over you, over your room, over your unborn child right now. And I decree and declare that you are protected and your baby's protected by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you, Shaquarius. We love you and we thank God for you. Amen. Oh,
thank
God,
you.
Oh, God, oh, God. Hey, come on, everybody. Let's shout glory. Hallelujah. Because God is able. We serve an able God. We serve a living God. Amen. We know God to be a healer. How many of y'all know God to be a healer, a deliverer, a redeemer? How many of y'all know God, hallelujah, to be all that you need, the great I am? Amen. I just want to encourage you today to trust God. Just like my cousin Brenda just said, stay in that place of believing and trusting God to do it, and he will move mighty. Amen. Hallelujah. So many great testimonies, and we just thank God Almighty for all that he has done and doing and will do. Amen. In the life of the believer, in the life of his children. And I want to talk about thankfulness, you all, before we wrap up here. The 12 o'clock hour, we have about 4 minutes. I want to try to get a little bit in right now, and I pray that if you will receive it, and it will bring great change and bless your life in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We're talking about thankfulness, you all. In First Chronicles chapter 16, verse 34, the Bible said, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Amen. See, each of the four seasons, fall, winter, spring, and summer, it demonstrates a creation's thankfulness to God for a job well done. Amen. See, the tree bow before heaven as their leaves fall gracefully to the ground. See, the glistening snowfall speaks of God's majesty. Flowers of every kind bow low to the glory of God in spring, and summer warms to the glow of all the blessings of God has to offer. Amen. So what has God done for you? That is the question. I want you to take a moment and express your gratefulness to him in your own way today. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 57, it says, thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. So I want you to understand that you're already victorious through Christ Jesus. Amen. See, what a wonderful giving God we serve. He stands with an extended hand ready to give you the desires of your heart. Amen. Take a moment to offer thanks to him for the greatest gifts, the awesome joys you've experienced. Amen. And even the small things that you realize he engineered to bless you in an unexpected way. You know, share with him just how much he means to you. Express to him your thankfulness. He is worthy of your thanks. Amen. Hallelujah. We just thank you, Father God. We can't thank you enough, but yet and still we thank you, Lord. We love you. We thank you. We thank you. Hell, pray a prayer of thanksgiving. Just thanking God for what he's doing and what you're trusting God to do. Just thank him knowing that it's already done. That if you give it all over to God, hallelujah, he surely will take care of it. Amen. The Bible said, cast all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Will you do that today? Will you trust God? Amen. I see Sister Dillard. We didn't pray my mama. We're going to let her shout in these last couple of minutes. Go ahead, Sister Dillard. Go ahead, mama. Shout and give God our praise, glory, and honor. Shout glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I hope y'all can hear me because I got my mask on. I thank the Lord for waking me up this morning. I went to my doctor's appointment this morning, which is the kidney doc. Well, kind of like the kidney doc, but he in the area. And he said I had two sisters, and they were both benign. I thank the Lord. There's no cancer there, no sisters. And I just thank him, thank him, thank him. Thank him for waking me up this morning and breathing my lungs and woke me up that I'm able to get up and praise him another day. I just thank him, thank you. Whatever you're doing in this season, please don't do it without me and you and you and you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Let me pray for you, Mother. Father God, we just want to say thank you that you've given us the power and the authority to speak to those things, and it shall be established in our life in the name of Jesus Christ. So right now, I speak to every sis right now, and I make a demand on you right now to be dissolved and to die at the root in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare victory over you right now in every situation concerning you and your health in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you, Lord God, for your blessing, your favor, for your healing and deliverance of your daughter, Carol, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we love you and we need you. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Mama, you still there?
Yes,
okay,
I am.
I don't hear you. Can y'all hear me?
I hear you. Can you hear me?
Okay, I can hear you now. Glory to God. God bless everyone today. We just thank God for everyone here on the show. Remember, you all, starting on Monday, we are on our new time, 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. So join us at that time. I will be sending out the flyers to those who I have the numbers to. Just to remind you, we'll be back at 6 p.m. on Monday. Amen. You all have a blessed weekend. May God continue to bless, heal, deliver, and set free you and your family and all that you're concerned about. Be blessed. Tonight we have our midweek service. If you want to join us here, give us a call back at the 845-277-9213 number. Again, I just thank you all for taking this journey with me at the 12 o'clock hour. We started back in November, and God is truly blessed and moved in a mighty way in the life of the believer. So I'm just thanking God for what he's doing and what he's about to do. Amen. Just stay in that place of trust in. Don't give up. Don't give in. Don't fold. Trust God. Walk. Stand up. Trust in God. When God says wait, wait. When God says go, go. Amen. We don't want to be caught not going. We don't want to be caught moving when we're not supposed to. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. So I bless you all to prosper. I bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. I bless you to be an encouragement for others. I bless you to be able to bless others. I bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. I bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. I bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. I bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. I bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. I bless you because I love you. I bless you to enjoy peace. And it's in Jesus' name we pray that we come together, that we are saved. To God be the glory. And we all say amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you. God keep you. Enjoy your weekend. My God, my God. Hey, come on, everybody. Shout. Jesus.
Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say, well.
Give it back to you. You give me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that. How can you imagine living without all his grace? Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Prayed you for all of my days until I finally stop breathing. Yeah.
Don't you wanna live with the gift that on the great day that when I get to heaven, gonna sing and shout. Been all by